This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, if there's anything positive going on in your life right now, you probably could trace its roots and origins to the grace of God. Anything positive between you and your husband or you and your wife? Grace of God. Peace of God. Reconciliation with a son or daughter? Grace of God. Peace of God. New start with a relationship with somebody at work? Grace of God. We never want to give credit to the Lord for the two most important things in your life, grace and peace. And it all comes. It all comes from the Lord. It really does. Some of you remember a movie years ago called The Right Stuff. There was a book by the same title. Tom Wolfe is the author that wrote it. He said there were basically four qualities in astronauts to give them the right stuff. Here's what they were. Bravado. It was a reckless bravery. Bravado. They needed to have bravado to be an astronaut, to have the right stuff. Number two, they needed machismo. They need masculinity. They needed to be macho. That's where we get the word macho from, machismo. It has to do with your personality, machismo. The third thing was luck. To be an astronaut, you had to have some luck in your life. And then number four, I found this intriguing. You needed to have a star quality. Star quality. And all of those, I think the seven original astronauts fit that bill. They had bravado, they had machismo, they had luck, and they had star quality. May I tell you something right now? That has nothing to do with getting into heaven, has nothing to do with being in a right relationship with the Lord. What you need to be in a right relationship with the Lord is surrender. And say, Lord, I give you my life, and I become your servant for this reason. You got to serve somebody. You got to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. What's my admonition to end the message today? Choose. Decide. We are either going to serve the Lord or we're not. Every family has to make that decision sooner or later. And you know where it happens? In little acts of obedience at a time and little decisions that are made, moral decisions, you see it. We serve God. The world may be serving the world system. The rest of the people that we know of may be serving things. They may be serving the gods of this age. But we're going to serve the Lord. One of the most interesting verses, and I'll close with this, in all of the Old Testament, is a verse that's either in Isaiah or Jeremiah that describes the Israelites. And here's what it says. What a telling statement. The Israelites worship God while they served their idols. You catch the irony of that? Israel worshiped God while they served their idols. Yes, we worship God. We honor God. We recognize. And there was only one little detail. We serve our idols. Does that describe our country, the United States of America at all? We worship God. We claim to be a nation that worships God, acknowledges God, but we serve our idols. We don't have idols necessarily physically in our country. We just practice idolatry. Decide today I'm going to be a servant. Decide today that you're going to have a knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness. It actually impacts the way you live. You have a faith, a knowledge that rests on the hope of eternal life. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps the engine moving in your life and gives you hope, even in death. And you recognize that there's appointed season for the Lord, for his word. And today may be an appointed season for somebody today. And that there is no grace, there is no peace in your marriage, in your family, in your life, without a relationship to the source of grace and peace. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Don't ever forget that.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.